My name is Eva Gonzalez, and the title of this piece is I Hope You're Proud of Me, Mama. I'm going to give you the world, mija, my dad would always say, coming home sweat mixed with unspoken pain he felt for 50 years of hard labor. He was 8 when he began working, and now his eyes are heavy, filled with sacrifice. He is now almost 70, skin sagging, hands clasped in hopes for a brighter day. Mija, this country is the country of opportunity, he loved to say. My mother would smile as she ran her hands through my hair, love rushing through each stroke. I never understood why people mocked my mother's broken English. I never understood why these laws were created to punish and separate families. The years of suppression and adapting to a country who hated the melanin in her skin. The years of anxiety, hiding, and mental strife wasn't enough for this country. The blood of my siblings, the injustice, the constant fear of being detained. The only transgression, wanting a better future. I never thought that the country that I love would take her from me. When my mother was ripped away from me at age 11, I understood. I remember holding on to her worn-out green sweater as the verdict was being read. I held on to her even when the strength of 10 men ripped her from me. As she screamed and held my wet face in her shaking hands, she managed to tell me, "Te quiero, mi angelito. Tienes que ser fuerte por mí." I kept running to her until I could no longer see her dark, curly hair. I whispered to an empty room, "Te quiero, mama." Every night, I would kneel in the same position until my legs would go numb, until my back began to ache, until my tears soaked my clothes. I would pray. I would pray to a God who abandoned me and searched for her in abandoned places. She wasn't there to protect me from men who were hungry for a body to call their own. I let them hit me. I let them dirty my body with their filthy hands as I searched for her. I began to forget her scent. I could no longer remember what her voice was like. Memories of her were erasing against my will. That was an indescribable pain. She wasn't there for my graduation or any of my achievements. I still searched for her in the cheering faces that surrounded me. She missed my birthday each year. Each year, as I blew the candle out, I wished for my family to be together again. And each year, I whispered what I couldn't say the day I lost her. Te quiero, mama.